I love Easter and the Easter season with all the upbeat hymns and all the alleluias. Do you have a favorite Easter hymn? Maybe Fred does. The one that we sang in the opening hymn this morning, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord, that's my favorite. It just makes me feel joyful inside. And what better response to the resurrection than Alleluia, give thanks. I hear Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord, a dance. Well, on that first evening, or dancing. It was too much. They were filled with emotion and grief and confusion. They had heard that Jesus was not in the tomb, that he had risen. And some felt joyful, but a lot probably just held back their joy because they're asking themselves, what happened here? For others, it was simply too much. They were so overwhelmed by all the events that they just had to get out of town, a reprieve from all this drama. And that's where we enter into today. Cleopas and a companion. It doesn't say who the companion was. It could have been a friend, a brother, or his wife. But they were so sad, they just ached, and there was almost too much of an effort for them to speak as they walked along. It's a story that we know, isn't it? When something happens to us where we feel really bad, if a loved one passed or something bad happens, we feel paralyzed, abandoned. Often anger is just under the surface, but we move on. Mourning is difficult. Death is difficult. It consumes all of our energy. And then Jesus enters the scene. On that long, rocky road, Jesus drops in because he knows exactly when he is needed and where he is needed. So to Cleopas and his friend, and he says, what are you talking about? Well, that just makes them angry. They're like, what are we talking about? Isn't it obvious? Doesn't everyone know? Isn't everyone shocked? Well, Jesus has no sympathy for them. He, as a matter of fact, he calls them foolish learners. He says everything is going according to plan. Didn't they know? Well, actually, no, they didn't know. But they listened. They walked and they talked and they listened and they heard the most amazing things. Everything began to make sense to them. The scripture, Jesus, even his death was beginning to make sense. But the strangest thing, they didn't know it was Jesus. Why wouldn't they know? The very person who weighs heavily on their heart, they don't know. And it seems that we find ourselves in the same circumstance. When our heart is heavy, we feel totally alone. And the truth is, Jesus is right there with us, even though we might not see it. A little story about a little boy. He decided to run away from home, and he decided he'd pack everything he needed, and he was going to run away. So he took everything he needed with him. He packed 4 Twinkies and 2 root beers. And he set out for the park. When he got to the park, he discovered this woman sitting on a park bench feeding the pigeons. So the two of them sat together quietly for a while, just glanced at each other and smiled, and that was about it. But pretty soon he got hungry. So he took out one of his Twinkies, and he looked over at the woman sitting on the bench, and he offered her one, and she accepted. Then he pulled out his root beer, and he looks again at the woman, and he offers her a root beer, and she gladly accepts. And she smiles at him, says nothing. So they sat there for a bit, eating Twinkies and drinking root beer, smiling at each other. And the afternoon passed, and pretty soon it's starting to get late, and he decides it's time to go home. So he gets up to walk away, and he stops, and he goes back and gives the woman on the bench a hug, and then he heads on home. So when he gets home, his mom is there and says, hi there, what have you done today? He says, oh, I was eating lunch in the park with God. And so he asks his mother, what did you do today? She says, oh, I was in the park eating Twinkies and drinking root beer with God. And, you know, funny thing, God is a lot younger than he used to be. And the boy says, God has a really beautiful smile. The mom loved the son so much that she was going to let him run away, so she disguises herself just to make sure that he is safe and heads on out to the park. I guess that's what love is about. The boy and his mom, Cleopas and his companion with Jesus, you and I with God. Often we're too busy in our own pity party and we get caught up in our own woes and we wonder where God is in our life. The truth is, God is right here with us. God never leaves. God is walking at our side. So how will we recognize him? Well, you can certainly find him in Scripture. You know, that many of the stories in the Bible speak to God. The story that we had this morning, in the road to Emmaus, this is a story of the liturgy, isn't it? Where we know Jesus in the breaking of the bread. That's how we discover him, at communion. And when it happens, when we discover Christ in the midst of our suffering, our hearts are moved and our hearts burn, and we turn our sorrow into dancing. I have a friend, Kieran, who found Christ in this particular gospel lesson. She was overcome by grief because her mother had committed suicide, and she was only 40 at the time, and she just didn't understand it. It seemed so senseless to her. She was overcome by grief and anger and hurt. She couldn't function normally. She just barely made it through. She just, you know, days went on, and she wondered why it had happened, what had happened, and where was God in all this? Why didn't God prevent it? And if God didn't prevent it, then why didn't God help her heal? She was lost and alone and frustrated. And then she heard this gospel, this morning's gospel on the road to Emmaus, and realized that Christ had not abandoned her. Christ was walking at her side. She looked back over the events of the year, and she found that God was right there in her parish priest and her religious community. Right there with the neighborhood women who brought over food when she was unable to cook for herself, right there in her husband who cooked and cleaned when she was not able to. She saw him in the stillness of the night when she was unable to sleep, or on the smile of the clerk at the grocery store, have a nice day. She remembers this story and Jesus explaining the Messiah and Christ and knowing Christ in the breaking of the bread. And didn't her heart burn? Didn't Christ turn her mourning into dancing? She found peace again and danced her way to the communion table. That's what happens. Christ turns our mourning into dancing. When you're feeling alone on the road, Christ is always close by. And if you don't believe it, look to scriptures. There's lots and lots of witness in scriptures. I read Psalm 42, as a deer longs for the water brook, so my heart longs for you, O God. And I remember that only God fills my longings and my heart burns. I read Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. And I remember all the times I found rest in Christ. My burdens are lifted, and I want to dance. I read Numbers and I hear Moses pleading with God and God responding. Moses says to God, the Lord is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God listens to Moses, and I'm reminded of the many times God has answered my prayers, and my spirit is lifted and I want to dance. And I read today's gospel. When Jesus was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were open. I remember his love. I remember the power of his healing grace. And my soul sings, and I want to dance. Hallelujah, hallelujah.